sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants.
Good morning, everybody. Jimmy here on iHeartRadio with Kevin. Today, I am joined by an exclusive guest, Mr. Richard.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me here, Jimmy.
Before we start, we're going to go over a couple of things.
First of all, let's talk about a bit of rap music with Nathan, Giovanni, Dylan, and Cammy, who are going to talk us about Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Hey, everybody. I hope you are ready, because on Rap Review Radio, we have here Giovanni Schmidt.
Hi.
Dylan Paidas.
Yo, what's up?
And Ethan Roland.
Hi.
We are going to discuss and who is the best between Drake.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me.
And Kendrick Lamar. So we are going begin by the opinion of Nathan Roland.
Personally, I think Kendrick Lamar is better than Drake because on his last album, he got the three platinum title.
I disagree with you. For me, Drake is better than Kendrick because he tagged out 9 albums, including 4 platinum with Scorpion, View, and Nothing Was the Same. So he has got 3 Grammy Awards.
Yes, dude, but Kendrick got 4 Grammy Awards.
Then Drake has collaborated with several world stars. They are Travis Scott, Justin Bieber, and Rihanna with the single Work.
Yes, that's a good point. But Kendrick Lamar do featurings with big artists like Eminem, Alicia Keys, Sia, and Chris Brown.
And don't forget that on YouTube, one of his tracks, Humble, got 600 million of views, and he made all the soundtracks of a movie named Black Panther.
Okay, man. But Drake contabilized 1.5 billion view on YouTube for Hot Climbing and virtually 1 billion for God's Plan. Then he launched a very viral challenge with his song In My Feeling, the Kiki Challenge.
So, what do you think about their personal lives?
Drake haven't got a difficult childhood, and he start with Kanye West, Eminem, and Jay-Z.
In contrary of Drake, Kendrick had a bad childhood. He was poor and his father was a gangster. He made his famous life himself. He don't need help of other rappers.
To finish the debate, give me a last argument on these two rappers, because my wife is waiting for me.
Drake doesn't break his head for lyrics because he has got a better flow than Kendrick Lamar.
Mind your own business, man. We all know that Drake takes some wine from some girls like Rihanna. I agree with you. Drake's got the views, but Kendrick got the best lyrics.
Okay. So thanks. Thank you for this interview. So we can say the mix of both will be perfect.
Quite the debate we have here. Let us know who you prefer on the online chat.
Thanks, mates.
Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Next, we have Maël, Emeric, and Paul. They're going to talk to us about some singers. Let's hear it.
You hear Discover, where you listen better.
Hello, everybody. Here we will talk about three singers that you certainly don't know. We'll explain what they are doing, their type of music, and give you some song examples.
First, we have Grandson. Jordan Edward Benjamin, known professionally as Grandson, he's a Canadian-American singer, songwriter, and musician, currently signed to Fueled by Ramen. He was born the 25 October 1993 at Englewood in the New Jersey, and he makes alternative indie music like that. All of my best friends, like-
second, Nefex. We don't know many things about him, except that his professional name is Nefex. He lives in Los Angeles, he is signed to Burning Boat, and he makes dance, trap, electro music like.
Yeah, I just wanna be the greatest. Everybody knows my name, shit. I'ma have this whole fucking game list. Spitting with the same wit, and I'm gonna be famous.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I woke up on my mattress next to a savage. Yeah.
Cause what you got to lose? Got to lose, got to lose. Got to lose, got to lose.
So finally, the score. Eden Dover and Eddie Anthony have created the score in 2015. Eddie is the guitarist and the singer, and Eden is the producer, the pianist and the singer too. In general, they make pop indie music, and it looks like that.
We hope you enjoyed this emission and discovered new singer. See you later.
I really enjoyed listening to the last one. Thanks, Hugh.
Yeah, I like them too. They're quite good.
Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Hi everyone, we're back on iHeart Radio, and now let's have Alex and Yanis on the stage. They're going to tell us about the latest game releases. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one.
Hello everyone, me, Yanis, and my friend Alex.
Hi.
Present to you
Ready Player One.
This Pod Radio is about the future of all of us gamers. With us, you will know the new games that will be released soon. First, let's hear the trailer song of the first game.
We will let you a couple of seconds of listening, and we will let the song play in background while we will speak. So let's start. Do you recognize it? This song comes from The Last of Us 2. This is a game that will appear in the store at the end of the year. This game makes you play Ellie. She is the girl who was the only one that can survive the zombie bite in the first game. The developers of this game are Naughty Dog, but they don't tell too much about The Last of Us 2, surely to keep the suspense of the adventure. We can expect a lot of adventure in this game, because the first one was just awesome. It wasn't like other zombie games, where you just kill them. Yanis, tell them please.
In the first one, you had to be strategic, because some zombies were very few, and it was really hard to kill them without making other zombies run at you. Even if there are some pictures and some other little gameplay, we can't really judge the graphics because they may be synthetic pictures. The best idea is to wait until 3 or 2 months before the game released, and at this point we will be able to judge the game. Now you know what is The Last of Us 2. Let's speak about another game and hear what's its theme. Do you hear this song? This is the main theme of the game I will speak about. Metro Exodus is developed by A4 Games and edited by Deep Silver. The game was released the 15th February 2019. That game is maybe the most realistic game ever, because the developers take care of all the detail, like how worn the gas mask filter is, and other any details. The first Metro games ever released were in 2010. At the beginning, this game was a survival into the metro for the two first game. But for the third, you are traveling with a train and you try to survive outside the metro after a nuclear war.
Hell yeah, this game just looks so cool. However, if you want a nice sandbox killing game, in a post-apocalypse universe, just grab yourself Doom Eternal. Just hear his main theme. Doom is a series of games where you kill a lot of monsters. This game is just a way to kill many things without hurting someone in real life, of course. This game is perfect if you had a bad day and you want to revenge and let the steam get out. However, like the other game we mentioned, Doom Eternal is not for youngest people, because there are a lot of violence, blood and murder. In front of that, Doom Eternal is extremely gore, very violent, and murder is the main thing you will do. In the one hand, Doom is a perfect rampage game, but in the other hand, the game is not addressed to young people. But don't try, you'll be able to play it later.
So, this is it for today. We will keep you in touch if we have something new. See you later.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm really looking forward to playing one of these, but I can't seem to decide which one I want the most. Thanks.
Vous nous écoutez sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants.
Finally, before we interview Mr. Richard, for the news, we have Naël, Timothée, Léo, Benjamin, Meili, who are also going to talk about the Darwin Awards.
You guys are going to love this one, I'm sure of this.
Paul Stillen and his wife died at Andoven Township by a stick of dynamite that explodes in their car. Boy, in their car at 2 o'clock in the morning, they wanted to light a stick of dynamite and throw it out the windows to see what it did, but apparently did not notice that the windows were closed when they threw the stick.
In Detroit, a 41-year-old man died drowned in 5 inches of water after passing his head through a manhole and getting stuck, looking for his car keys. A man opened the trapping letter which he had sent and which had been returned to him by mail because the scent was missing.
A man was recovered by paramedics with a burned colon caused by a fireworks flare. The 22-year-old man had inserted the rocket into his backside and had lit the rig with the intention of making it fly in the air. Unfortunately, she was pointing the wrong way.
Now the fake news. Mr. Macron was kidnapped by a captain of Gilets Jaunes, a sortie for money. It is by going to his private jet to the airport of Roissy Charles de Gaulle to take off tourists to Croatia.
The GIGN could not cope with these yellow wires ready to do anything for a penny less diesel. It was at 11 o'clock at the time of the incident, and the President of the Republic had just left the presidential car that Jacqueline, the organizer of the movement, launched the assault. Approximately 102,035 yellow vests were violently assaulted with unpaid taxes. Our state president in transport to Jacqueline's National Kangoo, the organizer of the attack. The Gilets Jaunes wants $1 billion and a new Kangoo. Stay connected for more info.
All right, great. Now off to our interview with Mr. Richard, who is going to talk to us about his amazing car collection.
Hi, guys. I'm back. And to start it off, I'm really rich. That's why I have a bunch of cars in my garage.
What kind of cars do you have?
Everything from luxury to sport to hyper. Some of them are even 24-karat plated gold, because I can.
So where does all this money come from?
Got a small heritage from my daddy who was into politics, got some millions.
Okay. You must have a ton of fun driving these cars then.
Actually, I've never ever sat behind the wheel. I don't even have a driver's license.
That was unexpected. Just so you know, that if you want some miles on any of your cars, please consider calling me up. You can always negotiate.
Thanks, bro. Hoping 5 grand a mile is enough for you. Then, until I talk you back, I think I'd probably have about 5 more cars. So, I'm really rich.
Vous nous écoutez sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants.
All right, so we're back. We're going to talk about a few things here. We're going to answer to a couple of questions. So first question, milk, before or after cereals?
I stop here. First, Kevin's opinion first, because it's best. I like my cereals to be deep crusty, so milk comes before the cereals.
No. Cereal comes before, definitely.
Why? If you pour your milk on your cereals, they're going to be just like jelly. Disgusting. Milk goes...
No.
Before.
No.
Goes before.
No. You're wrong. Shut up.
You just pour your milk before your cereals, then you drop your cereals and you eat them.
Milk comes after.
It's the way nature's made.
It comes after.
Just eat croissants.
All right, next question.
What's that? For or against Brexit? I like Germany.
I don't really care.
You don't care? Me too. Thanks. For or against Lycée 4.0? This is a really interesting question. I'm just kidding. What do you think about this one?
I don't think it's going to work because, like, all those computers, you need a really strong Wi-Fi connection, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Look, this is the future. I disagree with you because to this day we complain to use a bunch of books and copybooks that are freaking heavy in our backs when we could just have an iPad in your back and just connected with Wi-Fi and you're open to the world. I think this is the revolution of the school.
Yeah, maybe, but we're still going to have some Wi-Fi problems.
Just use 4G. This one, already had this one. For or against the back reform here in France again. I'm going to start this one off. I'm firmly against this one. I think the back is already good as is, but maybe you wanted to see it changed. You want to see it changed?
I'm not really concerned, but I definitely think the back we have now is better than the one they're putting up.
Okay, so first in this round, we agree together. Then, are you for or against a school uniform in Lycée Majorel? If I have to start off, I think it could be cool, actually, just to try it out, like a week, have everyone wearing the same uniform. Like, I don't know which one it could be, but it would look very cool. But I don't know what you think about this.
I think uniforms are cool because you don't have to worry about buying some clothes, except for the weekend and vacation. But no one's going to mock you for what you're wearing because everybody's going to be wearing the same things.
Then I have an afterthought. Actually, I want to be free to wear whatever I want, even at school. So I think a uniform is not a very good idea.
Yeah, maybe you could try it like for one week, as you said.
Okay, and the last one, I let you discover this one.
So, are you for or against the legalization of cannabis in France?
Legalization, yes. Actually, I think this could please a lot of people, but maybe for security reasons, this is not a good idea. Could you please help me out on this one?
I think it would be great, but only for medicinal purposes.
Yes, just like it is today. I think when it is like in a coffee shop, when people are with specialists, I think it's good. But to let it, to let people consume this in the street, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it would be a mess. definitely.
Thanks you a lot, Jamie. We had a quite a good debate here, and thanks for all of you to listening to iHeartRadio. We'll be right back after /info.
See you.
Vous nous écoutez sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants. Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.